to go. Taco to
and a big queue.
Taco to go.
Taco to go. Trip Taco just $2.99. Comes with a big Q, this deal so fine. Brisket breakfast, so much to choose for $2.99. You really can't lose.
Taco to go, taco to.
This deal legit.
Taco to go, taco.
Only at Quick Trip.
Taco to go, taco to go, taco to go.
$2.99.
Salary. Comparing how much you can keep. Let's find out more, because here he is, the money tracker, Don Grant, CFP. Good morning, Don.
Good morning, Ted and Chad. You know, if I were paying you, you could keep it all, Ted. You know?
Oh, well, thank you.
Anyway, recently I had a discussion about a universal $15 per hour minimum wage. The biggest challenge with it is raising it nationally is that 15 bucks goes a lot further in Enid, Oklahoma, or Wichita, Kansas, than it does in New York City. The money is the same, but the purchasing power isn't. The cost of housing and food is not all that determines your lifestyle relative to your earnings. Taxes in different states and countries can be the difference between affording fine champagne or beer. Well, here's a look at how much your income you can keep depending upon where you live. Compare an executive who makes $700,000 a year joining the migration from high tax states like New York and California to lower places like Texas or Nevada will increase the amount of earnings that an executive will get to keep. It can be from about $300,000 in New York to $350,000 in Texas. Well-paid British workers actually take home less than similarly paid workers in Germany and Spain. However, they eventually enjoy a comfortable pension and lifetime universal health care that may be better than other countries. Some countries and states have special programs that encourage a target population to move there. France and the Netherlands grant tax exemptions to certain foreign workers and other expats. Some U.S. states will exempt income taxes on retirement income from other states. When making comparisons between countries and states, take all costs into consideration. How much does it cost to travel locally, nationally, and internationally from the country or state you choose? How much house will your dollar rent or buy? And what do the foods and activities that complete your lifestyle cost in another country or state? If you have questions or want help comparing the bottom line, let's talk. And of course, just give me a call over at Saber Wealth. The number is 316-267-0600.
Don, how's the weekend shaping up?
Weekend's shaping up pretty good. As you know, I've been doing this solar project on my house, and I should get all of the wiring pretty much completed this weekend. I don't have that much more to do, and then I have to feed the wires through the roof to where they drop through to go to the second meter and the inverter and all that stuff. It gets kind of complicated, but anyway, I had to be able to wrap that up to the point that we can get my electrician back in and we can get the inspectors out to make sure that we did it all correctly. And then we're going to be able to next weekend, be able to put the panels up and actually hop the thing up, I think. So.
Well, I don't want to get too personal. Is this your personal house or is this a property?
No. This is my personal house.
Okay.
I'm doing it mainly to save money. You know,
yeah.
I mean, I love paying Evergy, but I would rather not. And then the other thing is, it's just a challenge, just learning how to do this in case I have other projects that I want to do. And then I got something to talk about. You see, you asked me,
exactly.
And I've been able to spend like 3 minutes on it already because I can talk about it. Plus, you know, just kind of fun to learn that stuff.
Is there a timetable for when you start to see that really start to pay off, the solar?
There is, and everybody is going to be different.
Okay.
Obviously, because I'm doing the labor, you know, 80% of the labor myself, I'm going to pay it off a lot faster than if you were to hire somebody to put it in, you know. And it's me doing it myself. It's going to cost about half of what it costs to have it professionally put in.
Good stuff. Well, I'm glad we covered all that.
Yeah, what sports do you have this weekend?
We got Shocker baseball tonight and tomorrow afternoon, and that'll finish up the home portion of that.
Well, you know, I enjoyed peeking over the window at you in the booth a couple weeks ago when we went to see a late afternoon game, and we were in somebody let us use one of those sky boxes, which was pretty nifty. And we happened to be right next to the booth and saw you doing your magic in there.
Yeah, that was a night for the rich and the famous at the ballpark.
That's why we were there, of course.
Exactly.
Not. Anyway, it's fun. It looks like you were having a great time, and darn, you're good at it, I tell you.
Well, thank you. I've been doing it a long time. Well, we'll
we'll
hit it a couple more times and move on to the next, whatever's next on my calendar.
There you go.
All right, and you as well. Thanks for checking in. Have a good weekend. We'll talk to you Monday.
Thanks for having me. You take care.
There he goes, the Money Tracker, Don Grant, CFP, every weekday morning at this time right here with Steve and Ted on KNSS. It is 6:36 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS. Well, you know, the internet would not be the same without the like button, thumbs up icon at Facebook and other online services turned into digital catnip. Well, like it or not, the button serves as a creative catalyst, a dopamine delivery system, an emotional battering ram, also an international tourist attraction after Facebook plastered the symbol on a giant sign that stood outside its Silicon Valley headquarters until the company rebranded itself as Meta 4 years ago. A new book is called Like, The Button That Changed the World, delving into the convoluted story behind a symbol that is as a big part of our digitally driven society. It goes back to gladiator battles for survival during the Roman Empire. And then you fast forward all the way here to our time, the early 21st century, when technology trailblazers like Yelp and Twitter and PayPal and YouTube and Gmail and all sorts of different ways of using the thumbs up, the like button.
Yeah.
A judge in South Florida is suspended in part for telling bad jokes from the bench.
Broward County Circuit Court Judge Gary Farmer, who's also a former Florida state senator, will be suspended without pay starting Monday night at 11:59. The Florida Judicial Qualifications Commission cited Farmer's exceptionally bad jokes, bias, poor attendance, and inappropriate courtroom behavior, including mocking defendants and quoting comedy sketches. Farmer has apologized, with his attorney saying the jokes were meant to lighten tension, reduce stress for criminal defendants, and show a sense of humanity. The panel says his conduct has damaged public trust in the judiciary. Ted Lindner, Fox News.
A young student in Pennsylvania accused of handing out Jell-O shots to classmates.
The Greater Johnstown School District, about an hour east of Pittsburgh, says a kindergarten student at the elementary school gave out alcohol in the form of small Jell-O cups to three other students. The superintendent saying staff took immediate action once they found out. The kids were sent to the nurse's office for evaluation. EMS then took the
Taco to go, taco to,
and a big cue.
Taco to go, taco to go.
Trip Taco, just $2.99. Comes with a big cue, this deal's so fine. Brisket breakfast, so much to choose. For $2.99, you really can't
taco,
lose.
Taco, taco, taco to go. Taco to.
This deal legit.
Taco to go. Taco.
Only at Quick Trip.
Taco to go. Taco to go. Taco to go.
$2.99.
Taco to go.
The kids to a local hospital where the district says their parents met them. It's not clear how the student got the boozy Jell-O cups, but the district says it's cooperating fully with local authorities, adding it is committed to transparency while describing it as an isolated incident. CJ Papa, Fox News.
Securities offered through Kestra Investment Services, LLC, member FINRA SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Kestra Advisory Services, LLC, an affiliate of Kestra IS. Saber Wealth is not affiliated with Kestra IS or Kestra AS.
Taco to go, taco to,
and a big Q.
Taco to go, taco to go.
Trip Taco, just $2.99. Comes with a big cue, this deal's so fine. Brisket breakfast, so much to choose. For $2.99, you really can't
taco,
lose.
Taco to go, taco to.
This deal legit.
Taco to go, taco to.
only at Quick Trip.
Taco to go, taco to go, taco to go, $2.99. Taco to go.